Visiting Teaching Message, Sustaining Priesthood Leaders. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. How are we blessed because the priesthood is on the earth? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 19 through 21, and verse 36. And this greater priesthood administereth the gospel and holdeth the key of the mysteries of the kingdom, even the key of the knowledge of God. Therefore, in the ordinances thereof, the power of godliness is manifest. And without the ordinances thereof and the authority of the priesthood, the power of godliness is not manifest unto men in the flesh. For he that receiveth my servants receiveth me. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. If the power of the priesthood were not upon the earth, the adversary would have freedom to roam and reign without restraint. There would be no gift of the Holy Ghost to direct and enlighten us, no prophets to speak in the name of the Lord, no temples where we could make sacred eternal covenants, no authority to bless or baptize, to heal or comfort. Without the power of the priesthood, the whole earth would be utterly wasted. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, verses 1 through 3. There would be no light, no hope, only darkness. From the article Blessings of the Priesthood, Ensign, November 1995, page 32. Mary Ellen W. Smoot, former Relief Society General President. We see sisters in this great church who recognize the blessings of the restored priesthood. We rejoice as each baby is blessed, each child is baptized, as we partake of the sacrament and are set apart for church callings and watch our husbands give father's blessings. We are grateful for priesthood blessings that light our way and give us direction and hope. We rejoice in and support worthy priesthood holders. From the article Rejoice, Daughters of Zion, Ensign, November 1999, page 94. How can our actions sustain our priesthood leaders? President Gordon B. Hinckley. I give you my testimony that the happiness of the Latter-day Saints, the peace of the Latter-day Saints, the progress of the Latter-day Saints, the prosperity of the Latter-day Saints, and the eternal salvation and exaltation of this people lie in walking in obedience to the counsels of the priesthood of God. From the article If Ye Be Willing and Obedient, Ensign, December 1971, page 125. President Boyd K. Packer, Acting President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Do you sustain your bishop? Do you sustain your stake president and the general authorities of the church? Or are you among those who are neutral or critical, who speak evilly, or who refuse calls? Better ask, Lord, is it I? From Follow the Brethren, Brigham Young University Speeches of the Year, March 23, 1965, page 9. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. When we sustain the president of the church by our uplifted hand, it not only signifies that we acknowledge before God that he is the rightful possessor of all the priesthood keys, it means that we covenant with God that we will abide by the direction and the counsel that comes through his prophet. It is a solemn covenant. From the article Solemn Assemblies, Ensign, November 1994, pages 14 through 15. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 108, verses 7 through 8. Therefore, strengthen your brethren in all your conversation, in all your prayers, in all your exhortations, and in all your doings. And behold and lo, I am with you to bless you and deliver you forever. Amen. End of Visiting Teaching Message.